Right now, it is time to bring in Dr. Judy Wertman. It is time for Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also, the book Before Her Voice Was Still, A Friendship in the Shadow of ALS, and the Journal of a Duck Midwife. Let us join the Duck Midwife right now, Dr. Judy Wertman. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning to both of you. What I like to talk about today is something that I think we have all experienced, and that is the effect of eating with other people on either giving yourself permission to eat more than you might normally want to eat, especially perhaps in restaurants, ordering dessert, for example, or finding yourself in the peculiar situation of saying, gee, maybe I better not order that particular dish, or maybe I better not have an appetizer, a main dish and dessert, because the people I'm eating with are thin and healthy, and they're going to look upon me as somebody who is eating too much if I continue to eat this way in front of them. And it came to mind when a friend of mine who is sort of like a minor yo-yo dieter, she goes up and down about 10 pounds every 6 or 7 months, had to lose some weight because she was going to a wedding. She was a member of an immediate family, and she wanted to fit into a dress that she bought a couple of years ago, and she thought at this point she'd already outgrown it, as it were. And so we have a mutual friend who is very thin, not anorectic. She's been this way all her life, but she just simply doesn't like to eat. It bores her, believe it or not. So my friend arranged to go away. They were going to, anyway, for sort of a long weekend. And she said to me, you know, I lost a pound a day. I said, how did you do that? She said, well, I matched what this friend, let's call her M, ate, you know, forkful by forkful. And when she put down her fork, I put down my fork. And when she said, I'm done, I was done. And she said, I ate so little that I was able to lose weight and fit into my dress. And it occurred to me that, you know, many of us, either knowingly or unknowingly, are very much influenced by what we eat when we are with other people. And there have been a lot of studies looking at this to see whether this is sort of a good thing or a bad thing. And to start with the bad, Rich, first, you probably have seen advertisements, of course, for soft drinks and snacks. And you see a group of people having fun. They always seem to be either in and out of a pool or water surfing or something like that. And they're drinking their soft drink, and they're eating their snacks. And this is particularly true around the time of the major sporting events, when you see people, especially over near the Super Bowl, huddled on a sofa, all, you know, throwing chips in their mouth or something else that is obviously not good for you, but they're having a great time. You think, wow, I could eat all that and have friends too, and that might be a wonderful thing to do. And so what studies have shown is that when you're with people, you tend to sort of lose any kind of control you might have and suddenly eat the way everybody is eating. Excuse me, and that probably is true, obviously, of alcohol intake as well. On the other hand, you can have a situation where social pressure makes it really hard for you, or almost embarrassing for you to eat. And there was this famous scene in the movie The Devil Wears Prada, where Anne Hathaway, who was sort of a newbie at a fashion magazine, goes out to lunch with her associates, and she orders, she's hungry, she probably skipped breakfast or something, and she orders, I think, a hamburger and fries, and they all look at her thinking, like, she just ordered a human being to be devoured, you know, limb by limb. And they don't say anything, but then give their order of, you know, a green salad, no dressing, thank you very much, and I'll have iced tea, no sugar. And she gets the point. You don't eat like a normal human being if you work at a fashion magazine. And so it occurred to me that maybe one could actually turn the influence of who you're eating with to the good, not by eating out with a staff of fashionistas who want to be a size minus zero, but possibly finding what I would call an eating buddy, somebody, if you can find that person, I think, Jill, you'd probably be a very good candidate, who eats normally and naturally and with a good sense, is not fretting over the ins and outs of a fad diet. He doesn't lecture you about, are you really going to be eating that, or you should really be avoiding that, but, you know, simply eats normal-sized portions, maybe occasionally will have dessert, but you probably not, because That person simply isn't hungry. Drinks alcohol, if at all, moderately. Sort of avoids eating foods which are very high in calories, like, you know, dipping your bread in a saucer of olive oil if you go out. But not in an ostentatious way. It's just that that's the way that person tends to eat. And if you feel comfortable with that person, as a good friend, for example, and you begin to imitate the way that person eats, then you too will see that it is possible, and Julie's been saying this forever, to eat comfortably and eat normally and lose weight and keep the weight off without driving yourself crazy, without going on fat diets, without being hungry, but simply imitating the way somebody who you respect and admire and who is very healthy is eating. And I think this is especially true when you're starting a diet and you really don't know what to eat. You don't know what to order in a restaurant. You might not even know what to make at home. And then sort of toward maybe the middle of a diet, when the weight is coming off too slowly for your own motivation and you are bored with it and you really want to be able to, eat something outrageously fattening, and you go out to eat with this friend, and you think, gee, it's possible that I can eat normally and continue to lose weight slowly and be healthy and not make a big deal about it, except enjoying the company of the person I'm eating with.
Well, we could try that.
Well, I noticed that people who tend to eat healthily tend to go out with people who eat healthily. I mean, I think that you, Jill, probably would not go out to a place where you are being served, a half a cow or something, or, a big plate of fried clams and mayonnaise drenched coleslaw and French fries, because you wouldn't find anything to eat.
Yeah,
and the nice thing about having an eating buddy is that you don't find yourself, a healthy eating buddy, you don't find yourself in a situation where you don't find anything to eat. You may embarrass yourself by, if you're on a diet or trying to eat well, by drawing attention to yourself, like, gee, I can't order anything on this menu.
Yeah.
And yet you don't feel that you're eating with somebody like M, who's sort of obsessed with sort of not eating very much.
Well, except that, how long do we have, Marshall?
About a minute.
2 years.
All right. Here's what I would like to say with the greatest respect to everybody. There, over the last 30 years, have become people who are completely insane about eating. So I think it's harder to fish out someone who, the people I know who, when I say eat normally, I just mean, like, aren't so obsessed with one thing, either like plant-based food or this or that.
Right.
I can count those people on one hand, whereas the people who are just regular eaters, those are the ones I like to dine with. And if they're a little big or a little small, like, everyone can find something
sure
to eat on a menu.
Sure. But, I mean, it's like going out with somebody who likes to exercise, not fanatically, but simply puts it into his or her daily routine and thinks nothing of, walking to the store if it's a nice day out rather than driving the three-quarters of a mile, or, taking a class in yoga, what have you. If you have a friend like that and you hang out with that friend, then it seems very natural for you to do that. I think what the problems we get into is, A, either being with people who are so obsessed, as you say, about food, they won't eat. I mean, I remember somebody who was a caterer part-time, he was a student also, telling me that whenever he would cater events at a certain income level, nobody would eat anything.
Right. That's what I'm referring to. But yeah, I mean, point well taken is the long short, and Marshall's moving his hand, which means that we get
okay
to talk again next week.
But it's something to think about, perhaps we'll revisit this in the near future.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.